Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Back now. Earlier on today, Colm and Lucy took a nostalgic look back at the Mosny Holiday Centre, a place that for many, I suppose, epitomised the joy of Irish summers, because, of course, only the wealthy people of society, you know, could go to Spain. Because I remember people saying, oh, look at them. They must have loads of money. They're gone farting. That was, it was, I think it was only around the kind of late 80s that people started to get to the point where they could actually afford to go on a chartered flight. I mean, there was back, if you go back to the early 70s, people didn't go to Spain or the Mediterranean because it was completely unaffordable. It was only for the very wealthy in society. And there wasn't very many tourist attractions over there because they were only building the hotels in all these places like the Costa del Sol and everywhere else. So Mosny was the place of choice. You were kind of rich if you could afford to go to Mosny for a week with the kids because it was expensive enough. And generations of Irish families have fond memories of, you know, the simple pleasures that Mosny offered. Now, let's be clear about it. In hindsight, when you look back at it now, it was awful. But at the time when we were kids, we thought it was great. It said that 8 out of 10 Irish families have had some contact with Mosny camps over the years. In more recent news, Dubliners are now mourning the closure of Thunder's Bakery. A wonderful bakery, by the way. I've got many a birthday cake out of it. A staple in the community for 56 years. Thunder's announced today that it has ceased trading due to the challenging business conditions. Which is really sad, by the way. So I want to know what you miss from days gone by. Places, traditions, simple joys from the past that you find yourself longing for. Maybe it's a local shop that closed its doors, a family tradition that's faded away, or a life or a way of life. Oh, pardon me. That seems distant now. I do apologise. They say let your wind be free. That just kind of escaped. So a life, you know, things. Was it music? Was it bands? Was it food? Was it Christmas? Was it your toys that you got? Was it a tradition you did in your family? That just things up. Like, I'll give you an example. The one thing I would miss is in our day, we all sat down together and had dinner. We all sat down together and watched a television program as a family. That doesn't happen anymore. People don't do that because we don't watch live television anymore. It was exciting. I remember a Saturday night sitting with my mom and dad and brother and sister, and we'd watch The Generation Game, Bruce Forsyth. And we'd all have to try and remember what was on the conveyor belt. Though nobody does that anymore. Anyway, some of your messages, by the way, have been coming in. And some of the messages, by the way, that were on the breakfast show this morning. AJ is going to play one or two of them just before I go to John in Galway. Aren't you, AJ? Yeah, she is. See? So, here we go. Here's some of your messages.
I miss Kellogg's having prizes in their cereal boxes. I remember getting a pedometer once, and I think we've still got a few spoons knocking about with their names on them.
Yeah, I remember that too. I remember breakfast cereals used to always have a toy inside them, but they had to take it out because people were choking on it.
A lot of people have messaged in saying that they miss the toys in the cereal. That's a popular one.
Are the toys that used to come on comics? You used to get a spud gun.
You still get toys on comics, but they cost about €20. So
it's the toy was free in my day.
Yeah, no, yeah. No. The magazines are really expensive. Really expensive. I hate when my kids ask for a magazine. I'm like, ooh, I can't afford it.
There's still people still buy magazines. Well, go on. Yeah, play another one there.
Okay.
No, do you know what I miss? I miss Blockbuster. I miss going in, selecting my CD, my game, my movie for the weekend, taking it home and playing it. Nowadays, I just spend loads of money on different subscriptions, and for the most part, it's all just shit and shite. I spend more time scrolling through, wondering what I'm going to watch, than I actually do watching something.
He's got a point. It drives Karen mad, right? But I'm sitting there with the remote control. Now, I don't hog it, although she'd probably deny that. She'd probably tell you I do hog it. I get the remote control, I go to Netflix and watch all the trailers. Yeah. See, what do you think of that one? Does that look good?
3 hours
Does that look good? And you end up for a half an hour looking at trailers and Karen goes, will you just pick something?
Just put something on. Niall, for God's sake. I've got another one here. We've got one here from Jonathan.
What we would miss about the good old times would be when you used to get the VHS pirate guy. He'd come around with the car, and in the boot, he'd have all the VHS tapes of all the new movies that just come out, and you get to pick, compare with your friends. Oh, fancy paper. That's another one. And 10p packets of crisps. Mm-hmm. Do you know what else I miss, AJ? Dirty fingernails on the shopkeeper picking out the jellies for you. tenpenny bags, dirty fingernails, never hurt.
There was no such thing as being sanitary in those days. But he's right about the fella that used to come around with the videos.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, you're a bit younger. But he used to come around and you'd go out. There was a fella, Dino, I think was his name. And you'd go out to the car and he'd have all the normal videos. And then in the back, in the boot, like, he'd have the dodgy ones, right?
Oh, my God.
And I remember getting E.T., right? It was only out in the cinema. Because you got to remember, in those days, when a movie came out in the cinema, it didn't come out in video for years. Whereas nowadays, they're out in a few weeks, right? But you can watch them online, streaming them in a few weeks. But I remember getting E.T. But the videos
were
always...
When was E.T.? That was like 1987 or something. Let me look it up. I think.
Oh, it was before 87.
Oh, was it? Let me look it up. Go on anyway. Go on.
So I remember we sat down, my mother sat down and watched E.T. And my dad, we watched E.T. And like, it was one of those ones, you know, those where there's somebody taking a video, a screener, they call it.
Oh, God.
So there's people walking around eating their popcorn.
And you see the heads, yeah. Actually, it was 1982, Niall.
82, way there off. You go. Yeah, so I would have been about 17, 18 more. Oh, 82. Mm. I was about 18 or 19. Yeah. Right. And of course, he always had the porn videos as well in the very bottom.
Oh,
of the
God, Niall, that's terrible.
I didn't ask him for them. I'm just saying he always had them.
They're the ones you got,
were they? In case anyone wanted one. Yeah. Happened to want one.
Someone else might have wanted one of them, Niall.
Yeah, somebody else.
Do you know who messaged us in? Ruth Scott. I was talking to her before she left today, so she's actually messaged us in as well.
It's Ruth. I've barely left the building. And I was just loving the bit of chat about the things I miss. And I came home and I was saying to the husband and he was like, oh, I'm sure you miss going to the hedge school, Ruth. Chancer. But I tell you what I do actually miss from the good old days. The likes of when a chomp cost you 10 pence. I know, old currency. We're going way back. But the other thing I was thinking that I really miss is the test card. Because when the test card came on the telly at night, do you know the picture of the little girl holding the chalk? And there'd be nothing else on the telly overnight. When that came on the telly, you knew it was time to go to bed and stop scrolling. There was no such thing as scrolling. But you know what I mean? Anyways, loving it. See you, lads.
Yeah, the test card, the girl, she's 70 now, by the way, that girl.
Can I point out?
She was actually interviewed on the television a while ago. I think she's like in her 70s or something, right?
Did she have a doll or something with her?
She had, yeah, it was like a puppet thing, yeah.
I remember.
But Ruth was right. You knew that was the end. On RTE, what they used to do was play the national anthem and they'd show waves coming into the shore. Right, and you knew the telly was over, and that was the end of it. But the thing is, nowadays television doesn't end anymore. In those days, RTE only started at 12 o'clock in the day, and it finished at 12 o'clock at night.
That's late.
So it was only on for 12 hours. Yeah.
So it'd be a 12-hour shift, I suppose.
Hang on, before we play any more, let's go to John. He's waiting ages there. John,
sorry,
hi,
John.
How are you? Yeah.
Good evening, Niall. Welcome back.
Thanks, John.
I'm here in Galway. I miss going back the years in Salt Hill. The time there was the nightclubs where you get a feed. You go into the nightclub.
Where? The CJ's in Salt Hill.
CJ's and the Burnmount and all the different. And Munro's, when I was 15 or 16, well, I wouldn't get a feed in Munro's, but I used to go into Munro's Tavern and I get a few pints over in the corner. But there were simple times.
Yeah, you got a ticket on the way in. You got your supper ticket.
You got the ticket on the way in.
And you got a courier or something like that, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or chicken and chips. Yeah.
Yeah, or a curries. Curries were great ones.
Yeah, but you know why that happened, don't you? You know, because there was in those days, there was no such thing as a nightclub license. So nightclubs were operating on restaurant licenses and hotel licenses. So by law, they had to serve food to everybody who paid in. So there was a legal requirement for them, and the guards would check it on a regular basis to make sure they were serving the food.
Well, the biggest thing I miss is the times before those mobile phones, when you could go out and you didn't have a mobile phone and no one could bother you, and you could just go out on a summer's evening and go for a walk and you weren't getting...
Interrupted, by people constantly ringing you. Yeah.
And the hotel was ringing you, and everyone was ringing you. And when you did your work, and you went home, and you didn't have your fucking people. You know, different times, more relaxed, less stressful. I remember, you know, back in the 70s, things were way, way different. You had that time, Eurovision was a big thing, like.
But in fairness, the Eurovision in those days wasn't full of freaks. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nowadays, it's who's the freakiest.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I miss the old Ireland. Like, we've totally changed now. Don't get me wrong. We've gone from being, since about, I'd say about 2001, when I worked in hotels, we have brought in an awful lot of people have come from all over the world to Ireland. We've got very popular, and it's changed the country, you know.
That's a whole other topic. But okay, so you mentioned a good bit there. Thank you very much indeed, John. Appreciate it. John, of course, AJ mentions the fact that I have to say there's one thing he's right about. You know, you can't even go for a peaceful walk anymore without your mobile phone ringing and somebody interrupting you. You know, so you don't get peace anymore.
No, I miss not having a smartphone in my pocket. We're getting
that. People will argue that you don't have to bring it with you. You can turn it off, but then you have the FOMO.
And but you get, I get anxious now when I don't have my phone.
FOMO.
It's horrible. It's a horrible feeling. Someone says, I miss being safe in Cork City.
Well, there you go.
I miss Minder and Bullseye. Do you remember Minder and Bullseye?
Oh, yeah.
Great
Bullseye.
Shows. Yeah.
Hey, what was the story with Bullseye? They used to give away speedboats.
Actually, they said you could win a jet ski. But they did bring Bullseye back out and they showed it. I think it was Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. And Freddie Flintoff was presenting it.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I actually found it so boring. And I turned it off. And I love darts, so.
I felt so sorry, by the way, when I watched that. I felt so sorry for Freddie Flintoff.
Oh, because it was.
He was obviously badly disfigured in that accident.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt so sorry for him because I suppose he was a good looking guy.
Oh, he's still good looking.
He's still a good looking guy, yeah. but he was so badly damaged in that accident.
Yeah, no, that
I
was.
I didn't realize how badly damaged he was.
Yeah, yeah.
But they did the speedboat thing. And there was this, I remember this whole idea of giving a speedboat to two lads who lived in Newcastle who were never going to get to use it. Or you've won a brand new car. And it was like this little shit secondhand Mini.
Yeah.
Like, it was just awful. And the car always looked secondhand that they were giving them.
Yeah, but everything did look a bit off, didn't it?
Yeah, a Mini Metro.
Or there was the Generation Game as well. That was a really good one. I used to love.
What was the song? Do you remember the title song from Generation Game?
No.
You're too young.
No, we're going
Life.
Young.
It's the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you.
That's it. Yeah, and didn't your man, what was his name? Oh,
Bruce
God.
Bruce Forsyth.
Bruce Forsyth, that's it. Didn't he actually start?
Nice to see you. And who else did it then? Larry Grayson did it.
Don't know.
And his catchphrase was, shut that door.
And then
Jim Davison did it for about 5 or 6 years.
Ah, okay. You like Jim Davison, don't you?
I do like Jim Davison. I think he's a very honest comedian. He's a bit controversial, but I think he's very honest. I watched a great documentary about, if you get a chance, I think it could be on Netflix or it could be somewhere else, I'm not too sure. And it was about Jim Davison's life and the controversies that he went through. The man went through an awful lot. And not only that, he was arrested during Operation U-Tree, which was the whole Jimmy Savile thing. And, you know, there was allegations made against him, which turned out to be completely untrue. But it destroyed his career at the time.
Okay. Yeah, no, I will definitely watch that.
Yeah, and everything was found out to be completely untrue. Mm-hmm. It destroyed. The police went in halfway through his gig and arrested him. Anyway, his whole tour cancelled. Everything, lost everything. Anyway, getting back to... Sorry, there's bringing the whole tone of the conversation down now.
Jesus,
Play another one. Play another one there, AJ. Play another message.
Okay, I'll play another one. Just quickly, loads of messages coming in. I miss 15 Cent, Freddo and Taz Bars. That's someone who doesn't remember when they were 10p, I reckon.
Look what I have.
Oh, it's a 2 month out of date Freddo, is it?
Yeah, it's a 2 month out of date Freddo bar.
Yeah, I see it, yeah.
I'm going to eat it. I'm going to risk it.
I wouldn't. It'll be white. Do you know the way it separates? Right, while you're eating that, I'm going to play this message from Zoe.
One thing I miss from when I was younger, I used to go to Extravision every Friday and get a new film. And we used to go and get the little popcorn out of the dispensers, and I missed that. I miss that a lot. We should bring it back. I think younger kids nowadays are missing out on the fun of renting a movie for a Friday night.
But it's the whole thing of, like, you get that one movie and then you go home and you watch it. Whereas what you're doing now, flicking on Netflix, watching all the trailers and not actually probably even watching anything.
Do you know what? Television was better 20 years ago. And I know that sounds stupid.
I actually agree. Yeah.
Because we've just too much choice now.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually spoiled us.
Yeah. And I can't concentrate on anything. No. I can't even watch a TikTok video now.
you're getting halfway through a season of something and you go, oh, it's gone shit. Let's watch another season of something else.
Let's watch a whole other series of something.
I started watching that one, what do you call it? Designated Survivor.
Yeah, okay? You told me to watch that.
I did.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Season 1, season 2.
Yeah.
Getting into season 3. seemingly a new director took over.
Oh, okay.
And it went all woke. All of a sudden, there's transgenders in
well,
it.
Well, that's,
sort of,
that's not going to keep you engaged, is it?
And I'm going, what is going on here?
It's gone too woke.
Yeah, there's pride flags flying everywhere.
Oh, go, my goodness.
And they're talking about sex education for kids. And it's just that he basically went from being a Republican-type president to a Democratic-type president. And then all of a sudden, they've used... And Karen noticed it first, and then a friend of mine said it to me as well. They started using... The actors all start using bad language. F this and F that. And I'm going, why? And then I read about it. The director was the one who insisted on them being more real and using bad language. And it just didn't suit the programme.
No, okay. Just, yeah, there was no need to change that. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. Director, if you're listening, you blew it. I stopped watching it. I'm not going to watch it again.
All right, Niall. You're taking a stand. Yeah. You really are.
I'm boycotting it.
Boycotting designated survivor from series 3, season yeah, 3. Okay, all right. Yeah. Someone else, I miss going into HMV and buying CDs or even cassette tapes. And yeah, absolutely. I miss that. And I think now the way I listen to music on Spotify is I still listen to albums. Do you know what I mean? I'll get an album and I'll listen to the album rather than listening to a load of random music.
Yeah,
and
well,
then
but
people younger than me listen to. Yeah, but like that's what I mean. I don't do playlists. I do albums.
Oh, okay. Well, and I do that too. I have Pink Floyd's album, The Wall. I have Queen 2 on my Spotify list. But I also just pick, I have a playlist of like 40 songs. And I don't think I've ever changed it. I just listen to the same 40 songs over and over again.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe radio stations are right.
Yeah, maybe. Bring back Marathon. They don't like Snickers. Do you remember when Snickers was a Marathon? Bring that back. What about when... Opal Fruits, what are they now? Starburst, bring back Opal Fruits.
Opal Fruits, made to make your mouth water. By the way, somebody says, I used to love getting a quarter of apple drops in a brown paper bag. It was a real treat. Yeah, do you remember you walked into the shop?
And that was from the man with the dirty fingernails, yes?
The woman with the dirty fingernails. With the dirty fingers. But they used to have the old-fashioned weighing scales.
Yeah.
With the weights on them.
Yeah.
And they'd
yeah.
weigh our quarter.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, I remember myself and a friend used to, we'd have like 50 pence between us. And we'd go into the woman who used to work in a shop called the Salad Bowl on the way back to school. And I'd say, because it was a half penny in those days for a blackjack or a fruit salad. Like the other little square sweets.
Yep.
And we'd say, give us 30 blackjacks and 20 fruit salads. And she'd go, okay. And she'd be like, 1, 2. She was an old woman. 3, 4. And we wait till she's halfway through and we'd go, actually, no, can you make it 20 blackjacks and 10 fruit salads and something else? And then our flying saucers. And she'd be going, oh. And she'd pull them all back in again.
Oh, God.
Start counting again.
How long would you be in there for?
We drove her mad. God bless her. Old woman. Anyway, she's long gone, I'm sure. But listen, thank you very much indeed, AJ. Thank you to everybody sending the messages tonight. We shall join you again tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And the Murphy's on the way with some lovely love songs.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.